Marvelous. Just marvelous. And these dogs here, they juggle, correct?
No, no, these dogs don't so much juggle as they get juggled.
The juggling dogs, everybody.
And you see the cat, it is on the stilts, yes? And we have the walking fish over there.
What is this here?
Why, that is the rabbit, the flying rabbit.
Outstanding. And what is with all the parakeets?
Oh, the birds, they fly out of my mouth. And the gerbil over there, it knows how to maneuver the helicopter.
Well, that is fantastic, Timmy. The world-famous showman Timmy and his household circus, everybody. Let's give them all a big hand. Now, you'll be entertaining us throughout the show, right?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, it's time for the precious, irresistible post-grave chanting of Sammy Davis Jr. Resurrected!
The deception was tight. Just what are you trying to say? You've got a blank face, which irritates. Communicate, pull out your party piece. You see dimensions in two. State your case with black or white. But when one little cross leads to shots, grit your teeth. You run for cover, so discreet. Why don't they do what they say? Say what you mean. One thing leads to another. You told me something wrong. I know I listened long. But then one thing leads to another. Dan Gleason, I love you.
Walk-a-doo-doo-doo. Walk-a-doo-doo. Bye.
Dan Gleason, featuring his sidekick Slinkies, Jackie Mason, Patrick Bertram, the Cha-Cha Kid, Uncle Ray, the Ghost of Horn Green, Rad Dak, the Flying Rabbit, Michu Miza, Bonnie Fortune, the world-famous showman Timmy, Mike Wolf, Sammy Davis Jr. Resurrected, Henry Gibson, the Rumba Dancers, Professor Emeritus Jackson Jones, the Walking Fish, the Comedic Dancing of Boris Yeltsin, the...
Fisherman, he was senile, so he kept going to the bank with a walleye in his pocket instead of a wallet. Hey, come on, what the heck? I got a whole set of these fancy Encyclopedia Britannica books last Hanukkah, and during the summer I sold them at a neighborhood yard sale. Yes, I did. When my friend who gave them to me noticed they were for sale, he was like, Jackie, what are you doing? So I says, I don't need those things, because my wife, she already knows everything. She says, take out the trash, so I says, okay. Why don't you jump into the sack? No, seriously, but my wife, she is lazy. Last night, she starts telling me how she thinks she's going to die young, as if that was still possible. So I says, but all you do is sit around the house and eat chips. What are you going to do, die in a couch wreck? So, you've probably heard of all the bombings in the cafes as of late, yes? I don't know who this guy thinks he is. What, do you think he thinks he's Osama bin Laden or something?
Jackie Mason, everybody! Jackie Mason! Thank you so much for being here, Jackie.
Well, you know, I didn't have anything better to do.
Oh, come on, gee willikers. Be for real. So I'm playing golf this week, or?
No, just a quick in and out this time. But you know how much I love the golf.
Oh, I do indeed.
I mean, I love to play golf. Though I do not really like what it's done for my career.
What do you mean?
Did you ever see Caddyshack 2? But really.
Oh my God! Somebody, please! Mr. Mason, are you all right? Get a doctor, please. Somebody, Where's John Science? Timmy, take Rabat out of his wings. He's injuring my guests out here. Hey, everybody. Do you like entertainment? Well, then you've come to the right place. This is our first show tonight, and I guarantee you, entertainment is what this show is supposed to be. Man, am I ever excited. But before we get underway, I'd like to introduce you to some familiar faces in the crowd. There are a couple of distinguished men of science in the audience here tonight. You'll see if you look up at the third row, second to last seat, the world-famous Yugoslavian nuclear physicist, Igor Rodenkulov. Let's give him a hand. And where is he? There in row six, Nobel Prize-winning aeronautics expert from our own United States of America, Dr. Clark McGovern. All right, nice to have you here tonight, sirs. Thank you very much. Excuse me, sir. Could you please find a seat?
What? I'm supposed to be here.
Well, okay, then. Why don't you introduce yourself, friend?
I'm the famous scientist. I'm John Science.
John Science?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. John Science, that's what I said.
What's going on here? Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have a fraud on stage right now. Okay, I smell a rat. Yes, excuse me. Dr. Rodenkulov, Dr. McGovern, could you help us out here? You're actual men of science. Is there any way we can devise a test, perhaps, to see if this John Science is on the level, as they say?
Well, I wasn't prepared for...
Oh, come on, it should be easy. There you go. That's the spirit. Now, Dr. McGovern, if you would just pose the first question, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Mr. Science, what does X minus Y plus Z squared equal? Excuse me? X minus Y plus Z squared. What does it equal?
A scab is in our midst, ladies and gentlemen. A sham. A no good.
Itself? That's absolutely correct.
Whoa! Way to go, Mr. Science! Whoa!
Sorry I doubted you there, John.
Hey, it was nothing.
But now, get ready. Dr. Rodenkulov, it's your turn. In liquid measure, how many drams would one be able to fit in a single gill? Oh, this is a difficult one. I can tell. We could have him stumped here. Nice question, Dr. Rodenkulov.
32?
My God, yes! Yes, this man is John Science! John Science, everyone! That was very impressive, sir!
Hey, whatever. I'm just a regular guy, right? But, you know, I'm just really into science. It's like, I'm a scientist, right?
Indeed. I had my doubts there, but...
Of course you did.
We stick around and act as an expert just in case we encounter any mathematical or measurement problems or other such things, perhaps, for the rest of the show?
Why, yes. Even though you did express your doubts in me, I'll just sit over there.
Actually, could you sit somewhere less prominent, John?
Yeah. Let me just... Whoa, okay.
John Science, everybody! Thank you also, Dr. Rodenkulov, Dr. McGovern, sir. And what did you think of that last act, Citicles?
I'm just so glad that we didn't have to deal with the pretension that comes with having an intelligent comedian up there. That man truly is a window to the world. His universalist humor reaches us all.
How's it going over here?
Well, looks like your carburetor's on its last leg, and the tires are real low. The trunk won't stay closed either.
Yeah, that's why I put those bungee cords in there.
It looks like the muffler's hanging kind of low.
Well, I got one of the wire hangers down there trying to, you know, keep it up.
You seem like a fancy pants kind of fellow. You should have enough dough to keep that kind of stuff fixed.
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
Well, you're gonna have to take the car and take it into the shop.
What? I can't take the car in. I can't take it into the shop. I got to keep these people entertained.
Okay, well, I'll just call the tow truck in.
Look at that flying gerbil. Excuse me, how long did you say you guys have been together?
9, 10 años, más o menos.
Phenomenal and astonishing! Now, here's the Rumba Dancers featuring the Cha-Cha Kid.
Okay, now, which of the following former stars would you rather meet up with at a local fair's kissing booth? Choice A, Mary Pickford. Choice B, Rita Hayworth. Or C, Ernest Borgnine.
B, Rita Hayworth.
No wrong answer, Mark. The correct answer is C, Ernest Borgnine. Because the other two, they're very much dead.
But isn't Borgnine dead too?
Is he? Well, who cares? You're still wrong, sir. This is a game we play called A Trivial Moment with a Trivialized Hollywood Star. Tonight's guest is Mark Hamill, better known as Luke Skywalker to all the kids, though now he's a B-movie actor extraordinaire. You ever see any of Hayworth's later roles there, Marky?
No, not that I know of.
Saw in Road to Selena. Horrible, horrible stuff. Okay, now, let's try this one. Orson Welles, director of arthouse favorite flicks Citizen Kane, Touch of Evil, and The Trial, among others, did not appear in which of the following lowbrow films towards the end of his life? A. The Muppet Movie. B. Bugs Bunny Superstar. Or C. Transformer the Movie.
Well, can I guess B and C?
Why?
Because those are both cartoons, I think.
Sure, but you'd be wrong. He was in all of those. A trick question. Way to go, crack writing staff.
But he wouldn't have appeared in the cartoons. Maybe he was a vocal talent, or...
You're incorrect. Let's move on. Last question. Oh, this one is about you, so I guess you should be able to get it. Of your early works, including the TV show Texas Wheelers and films Corvette Summer and The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, which was loved most by my good friend and co-worker, Luke Smarto?
What?
Which did my friend Luke like best?
Who? I don't even know him. I've got no idea.
Me neither. But I'm pretty sure the answer is none of the above. Thanks for playing, Mark. Mark Hamill, everyone. What a good sport, huh?